it began first. In the other place, that they were both sleeping at the same time. So in many ways, they both get loud each other. Then the second option. So what's the solution? Like the second option. Now what's the second option in the horse? Who is talking? Who's here? So the horse here in the table which equates the pshat in the second abaye with the pshat in the first abaye. Whatever is true of the pshat in the first abaye, so it's also true in the second abaye. Now, according to the second Rosh Hashanah, what is the solution of the first abaye? That one is hal and we don't know which. So what does it mean? It means so. So what does it mean? So it means so it's mashma, that's the solution. But the Gemara says, so that when it's according to the first motion of the Rosh and the first Abaye. So in the first Abaye, the solution is the Gemara was patient, that according is how and how. According to the second motion of the Rosh in the first Abaye, so the solution, the pshitas of the Gemara was that it did something, whether it's a kohen or a kohen, and we don't know which. Now, according to the first rosh, and in the second abaye, so, according to the first rosh, so the solution is that nothing is hal, like a ham, and according to the second rosh, the solution is the same solution as the solution in the first abaye. Now we need to do something. Now the question is, how can we say that it is dissolving? How can we say it is dissolving in the second abaye where it says here? The facts. So it's a dissolving. But you always say social. You don't have the code of a shame when I have the Abu Asaka saying it. When did Abu say it? In connection with the Abu Shia Hoyos. When we said the two sisters, the Rokhon Dolele, Shnei Chem Kudoshis. So, all shame when I have the Abu Asaka saying it, neither one is in possession. Over there, we don't say that each one is in possession of something. Over there, we say that neither one is in possession. How do you mean to this? Here is so, and the more I apply the same principle as the Gavish Dechon Kodesh is here, so how could here be a Pshat according to the question of the Rosh? That is a new song. That it's both. It's Hakoni Yitzchal, there is something, and that holds. So then it has nothing to do with the Lord of Kodesh Moshiach and Zahar Zeh Abu Zahar. Now, it seems that the shite of the Rosh in the second Rosh. The shite of the Rosh in the second Rosh means that the whole aloha of Kol She'im Vazeh HaZeh Ahu Masaka Seineh is which is a general principle that applies to the kings of Shtichem Kudoshesli or Shtichem Kudoshesli or Shtichem Kudoshesli or and it applies to Kiyem Mugutam Rehim Masakas. So it's a loche, not in the halins, but in the mindset. In other words, if two mindsets cannot take effect for that, so in the way, the two mindsets cannot take effect with us. Now, can one realize the mindset which we have? And then we live, like, impossible. Because once you carry out the execution in Roche in one sister, so you cannot carry out the execution in Roche in the second sister, because she's an error. So in many ways, there is no execution in Vasakas, when he says, Shechem Kudosh. So there is no execution. There is no execution. So, in other words, so, according to the second motion in the Roche, so there cannot be in my situation Gomorrah. There cannot be. Because as since there cannot be in my situation, there cannot be in my situation in Gibodas. You mean the same thing. Since there couldn't be in my support after my sacrifice, because I have said it. So remember, there couldn't be one kid, couldn't realize. In my Zahore, Vivasahas, הוא ידע מה יסעה. בקוס את דעלוכה, או כל שאין מלבזע חזה, אז הוא עשה חזה. So what does it mean? That you don't care in מה יסעה פה וגומו. In מה יסעה פה וגומו. במסע חז. Since you couldn't carry out in מה יסעה פה, וזע חזה את הכל, so you couldn't carry out in מה יסעה פה וגומו, במסע חז ודע. Well, but then, true, the Mitzvah of Maizah for the Gomo, but since there is such a concept as a Himsah, now what is the concept of Himsah? We mentioned it many times, like Buddha Shoshis, or Antonius. I mean, we mentioned it so many times, or Haveyat Mekadesh Tzimach Shabla Havale, when the Dushin is Chal and it's not Chal, when a certain period of time, a certain interval of time is given to fire, when it is no harm or gain, or illness. So that when something partakes of two and the dreadful aspects, so it's not your Gomor, it's not Lila Gomor, so it's a new something. It's not the Zohar Gomor, it's not the Gain Gomor, so it's a new something. It's not Mufer Gomor, and it's not any Mufer Gomor. So the Melee, it's a new something, Nicholas Gomor. So the Melee, true, there is Aloch of Koshein, Bozach, Azeach, Mubasach. So that relates, basically, that Aloch relates to the mice, in other words. If a certain mice could not take effect in any way, Bozach, Azeach, so it could not take effect as a mice ago, Mubasach, Azeach. So in other words, since one could not carry out the mice in Bush in way, after he carried out the mighty Dushin Roche with his sister, so the Melech Basachas, he couldn't carry out the Dushin moving, he couldn't carry out the Dushin moving, he lay in the Basachas with the mighty Dushin Roche, and he couldn't carry out a mighty Dushin moving in Roche, the Basachas with the mighty Dushin Roche. So the same thing in the time is back on the Lachor. Since one could not doubt the back, could not carry out in Maisa Koi. After he carried out in Maisa Koi, how big he couldn't do it. So in Basaha, he couldn't carry out in Maisa Koi Mube. In Basaha, with the Maisa Koi, he couldn't carry out in Maisa Koi. Because I had the Efter Koi, not at all. So really, he couldn't carry out in Yakome Mube. In Basaha, so how come the movement he couldn't carry out? But the Misochi comes as the Misochi. What does the Misochi mean? When something is partakes of 20-30 aspects. So in other words, it is and it is. It is game and it isn't game. Because it's life also. It is his own, it's not his own. Because it's the game also. It is Mufair and Mithashkov. It is Mufair and it's not Mufair. Harei at the Kadeshes Kli Mahashav HaHalamet. She is the Kadeshes because the Halais has begun, and she is not the Kadeshes because it's a process. The process has begun. It wasn't finished yet. So Mele, she is the Kadeshes Mithashkov. So Mele, so we would say, true, that because of the Aloha, Kol Sheini Bozeh HaZeh, Abu Basah HaZeh, since the Maisa Kore could not be carried out Bozeh HaZeh, after Maisa Kore, since the Maisa Kore could not be carried out Bozeh HaZeh, after Maisa Kore, so the way with Basah HaZeh, in Maisa Kore, Mure could not be carried out. So it's not the Maisa Kore, Mure, but let it be a Yaakov Tzas, let it be Yaakov Tzas, let it be Mufa Mishayim Mufa. Let it be Mufa Mishayim Mufa. And at all, so if there hadn't been such a concept as the Misofi, so then we couldn't say there is no such thing. That's an illogical contradiction. Mufa Mishayim Mufa. Mufa Mishayim Mufa. But there is such a concept of Mukadeshes and Mukadeshes, of Yim and Lion, of Zohar and Nazohar. So the Melee, there could be such a concept of Mufa Mishayim Mufa. Mufa Mishayim Mufa. So that's why the horse says. So in other words, so how do we apply the aloha of Koshin in Zahazah or Zahazimai? If there hadn't been such aloha, then it could be, Hakomet Mure could be not. Hakomet Mure could be not. But since there is aloha, that of Koshin in Zahazah, Apul Basahazimai, so Hakomet Mure cannot be how either. Because Hakomet Mure could not be how, because there are Hazeh Kapa. So you cannot be how, Hakomet Mure cannot be how, we Basahazimai. Now the question arises, so why don't we say in the Gemara Yidushin also, that the bowl, if he says, Shteicha the Kudoshis, so both are the Kudoshis in the Yisrafi, and there the Gemara says, that if he says, Rabbi says that Aloha, so that if he says, Shteicha the Kudoshis, so neither one is the Kudoshis, and no one is the Kudoshis anyway. So, because of the same halacha, so just as here, we apply that halacha. But that halacha only implies that if a common blume could not take effect after a chore, so the male will be basachas with a chore, it cannot take effect either. But it doesn't prevent it from a common blume from taking effect, but from a poet mode. So there are two, that the Dushi blume could not be how in one sister, but that has after there was other sister. But Dushi jayimu should be how. Because there is such a concept of Yukudashi, there is Yukudashi. So the answer means, over there, you couldn't say that both sisters, as he says, Shteichen Yukudashi. So both sisters should be Yukudashi within something. Because for the Dushi Shemimor, what does something mean? Dushi Shemimor. Because Monesha, for the same reason that Dushi Shemimor cannot be Chalim Le'avo, so Dushi Shemimor is better, could be Chalim Le'avo. So the same stile that precludes the validity of any Dushi, of Dushi moving in Le'avo, so precludes the validity of Dushi Shemimor in Le'avo. Mashain came, because so Mashain here, so too, Hakobit Mure could not be Chal. Hakobit Mure could not be Chal, but Hakobit Mure could be Chal. There is nothing wrong in the Nether becoming Muke Vishemi Muke, in the Nether becoming Mufa Vishemi Muke. So, now the rest is very much, but we do find a new Sophie with Gabe Israel, but because the Mother says, Rabbi says that you start on the test, Shteichen Kudoshes, so neither one is Kudoshes. Neither one. But suppose he goes over two sisters are standing, off on the way, are standing. And then he says, Achas Mechem Kudoshes. Achas Mechem. He's only becoming one of the sisters. So there's a question between Abayim and Rabbi. Of Kudoshes, so he's only here, whether it's Kudoshes or not. That's what we all began. The Kudoshes, so he's only here, like Abayim and Rabbi. So it is. So Rabbi says it's not. So Rabbi says it's not. Because the special halacha of Dushi Shomim Tzorim Bi'er. And Abaye says Dushi Shomim Tzorim Bi'er is hal. So with whom will they to live? With no one. Because each one of the sisters is his own. Because he said, Achas Mikhen Kodeshes. And he didn't spell out which one will the host of all there. So the male had one of the two becomes Kodeshes. So he's not allowed to live with either. But, so because of Kove sins, he's not allowed to live with either, so it's not showing him so clear. So maybe, not even one is Kodeshes. And the Kodesh Abaye, which is showing him so clear, is Dushi. So maybe one is Kodeshes. So, what kind of a subject is this? Not a subject of a song of Dushi. I mean, if you know, I know people not be able to be Mubare. That's okay, of Dushi showing him so clear. Because he didn't spell it out. So it's a din suffix. But over there, how could there be a din suffix in Dushi and non-Dushi? So, but after all, for the same reason that in an album, you couldn't be taken as Dushi Bubim, so in an album, you couldn't be taken as Dushi Shemim, so there's such a fundamental difference, that it's no cash at all. Here, if we are going to say, in the case where it says Shteichen Kudoshes, so he was Mikavish both sisters. Not one. So Mimele, so Mitzatim Sofi, there is an Israel that is Menea. He says Dushi Shemimu, because he was Mikavish both. And if we were to say that it is how Dushi Shemimu, then Dushi Shemimu would be how in both. So that we cannot say, because for the same reason that Misael is the name of good, he has Dushi, by Dushi, in one, so it precludes something Dushi in one. Mashiach came in the case of Dushi from Yitzhak, he said, Achas Mikhel Kodesh. So he was the Kaddish one. So in other words, so that means the one, Lady X, was in Kadesh. So in Melee, she is not affected with the Israel war, Lady X. She is not affected with Israel war, because he was only the Kadesh Lady X, one of the sisters, not both. So in Melee, there is no Israel war that is Melee. Because Lady X, the one that he was in Kadesh, so he's not affected with Israel war. If he's he says, so then if we want to say that both should be Mikudoshes in Misafim, so both have to be Mikudosh in Misafim. Not one of them with Misafim. So there the Israel is Mireya. Masha'im came into each of the beer. Only one is Mikudosh in Misafim. But we don't know which one. Two. This we don't know was not originated in Israel. He does not originate in ignorance. Suppose, let's say, that he doesn't know himself which one. He doesn't know, he never met the sisters. He just says, one of the sisters, one of the sisters in the nation. And he doesn't even care of his sister. So he would feel himself. So then it's not kind of something that you know to do now. Because it's not that we have to discuss and determine what he meant. He himself didn't know which, and he doesn't care which. Still it's just shown to him, because since he didn't spell out which one, and it's not determinable which one. So in many ways, one becomes the Kadeshes, and you will never know which one. But which one is the Kadeshes? Lady X. Except that X can never be something. We'll never be able to find out who X is. But it's only Lady X that is the Kadeshes. So Melee, Lady X is not affected in Israel. So Melee, so one is Mikudeshes Misafi, and there is no Israel war that is there. Masha'im, where it says, Shteicha Mikudoshes Misafi. So then, each one has an Israel war. So Melee couldn't even be Chal within a Sofi, for the same reason, that Dushin Muni couldn't be Chal, so deep Sofi Dushin couldn't be Chal. Now, so the way he would say it in the Rosh, so in other words, the way it appears from this Rosh, that according to the second Rosh in the first Abaye, so in the first Abaye, the solution is, in the moment of speech in the first Abaye of Adolphine, that it's a Din Sapik, the Din Sapik, and Din Sapik, and the second Abaye also is a Din Sapik. Now let's see the Rosh of the Rosh in the Psalm. So that's like that's the first Abaye, it's like the first Rosh in the Pele Shot. The Yeshi Roshi, Kim the Chol Shreyer, we are bringing the book up in the second Rosh, in the Pele Shot, in the Gemot. There, but let's see, there is a very. Where go? Kim the Mimu Kodesh Vasat, Tosh, Yom Rabbe, Chol Shemi Vazak Hazde, Ad Vasat, Kim Kako Tanama Leste, Lo Yakob and Lo Yakob. Here it doesn't mention the Rosh. Here it doesn't mention it. Now, still, the Bach, but it's the Rosh, Bach is a Rosh of the Rosh of the Tzokim, is not like that, but I just want to mention what the Bach says. So what would one say? On the basis, if one were to ignore the Rosh thing, forget about the Rosh. After all, it doesn't mean that the Rosh must agree in his document, which he never finished, with everything he had been saved. He might have been raised up again. But in fact, as far as the Rosh is concerned, so the Rosh has took shot in both of us, which is took shot in both of us. And he mentions the same Pshat, the second Pshat, the longest of the second Pshat in the first Abaye, he applies it to the second Abaye as well. second Abaye of Tabe. But here in the Psukim, in vis-a-vis the first Abaye of Tabe, he mentions Tukshoki. Tukshoki, Tabezal means and the Yeshim Toshi. But vis-a-vis the second Abaye, he only mentions Lomashi. So Pashas Awashi means that the Rosh in the Psukim is Chayim comes when she came in the village. That came later, that was written later. In other words, in the paper she held that once we explain the solution of the first attack, that it means that it's in something, so we have to mention the solution in the second attack, also in the same way. But here he says, no, here he says, even according to the machine, who explained the solution in the second attack, in the first attack, in the sense that Chol Shneyem Yuladima Mimuka Mimuka, because Chol Shneyem Yuladima Haze, Abdu Basah Hatzeh, all implies that since the Maise Akone cannot be found, Bozeh Haze, the Maise Akone. So it's only Maise Akone Mimuka cannot be found. But in my sakon shemi mu mekeli ha, so the mele itzu kem shemi mu kem itzu kem shemi mu. Say muka in the second abayu too. But in the psoki in the rosh holds that even dominus shemi who explain who understand the pshit is the solution of the first abayu in the sense that is hakom and apore, but in the second abayu not. In the second abayu. So, what's the pshat? I mean, in the Mishemi, in the Piskei Rosh. So apparently, the Piskei Rosh holds, the Piskei Rosh holds that there is a difference between the first Abaye and the second Abaye. In the first Abaye, what did he say? He said, "Kiyem Yuchi, Umutal Yuchi, Yuchi Lakome Yuchi Cholako." Yuchi Cholako. So the Melee, actually, there is a separate expression of Akome that is mentioned first, and then there is another expression of Akome that is mentioned. But he said, "V'lutoch la'akome v'kichol la'akome." So that makes it, that means that he meant that both should be chal v'basakas. That both should be chal v'basakas. But, so here he says, that in view of the fact that there is a separate dimur of Akome, and that separate dimur of Akome is nigma before the dimur of Akome, even though he says that he should be chal v'basakas, because he said to the Tosh Akome, chal v'akome. So that means the chal v'basakas, but he finished verbalizing the Maisa Akome first, and then the Maisa Akome. So I count, but two, he said to the Tosh Akome, chal v'akome. So mainly he meant that we should be both chal v'basakas. So because of the law of Kol Shein Bezeh Hazeh, Afilu Basach HaSeh, Afilu Basach HaSeh, so mainly the Maisa Akomet Mume cannot be chal with Basach HaSeh, since he said it, when we talk like Akomet, Elohim Keichol HaKoh. So mainly that means, so there is a motion of Akomet that is mentioned first. So mainly the Akomet Mume cannot be carried out. Because of the Lord of Kol Shein Bezeh Hazeh, Afilu Basach HaSeh, since the Akomet Mume could not be carried out after Akore, so it cannot be carried out with Basach HaSeh either. And here it is Basach HaSeh, because he said that both should be Chal Basach HaSeh. But since he completed the Roshna of the Akome before he uttered the Roshna of the Akore, so the moment he finished saying, "Kim," even before he said, "Umuka Lechi," so the moment he said kimi, so the melee that kome already began to become, because after all he already said the Lashon. True, when he finished the whole statement, he said that both should be chal v'basakas, But in this case, since he already uttered the whole lashon of Akore, before he uttered the lashon of Akore, so Mimele, the moment he finished saying, kill me, so the Akore began to be But it couldn't be Nigma, because after all, talking to people, he said that the bow should have a sachas. But, so, since talking to people, he said that the bow should have a sachas, so remember the aloche of Kol Shei Bozeh Hazeh, so, precludes the chaleis of a akomodio, Mashiach came, but even before we finish, so in other words, since he said that he won't vote to the Chalva Sahas and he said it talking to the vote, so in many ways, the Akome cannot be Nigma until he finished the whole statement. But the moment he finished the version of the Akome itself, so the Akome has begun, it certainly has begun, it's not different than Amikadashish on the Akshav Lachalamed, where the Chalais is still in Shach for 30 days, but still the process has begun. So in the Dushan already began to be Chalav. So here, you know, until he says, Elosh not Akomet, so the Akomet didn't even begin to be Chalav. But the moment he finished uttering, the Elosh not Akomet, so the Akomet already began to be Chalav. But it did not finish, it wasn't consummated, the Chalais Akome, until he finished the whole statement that he intended to say. So, but the moment he finished uttering, so the Akome has already gone to the Chal, and the Akome has already gone to the Chal, so it already became Mukim. But Mukim Sheni Mukim. But, and then, so when can it be Mukim completely? When it finishes the whole statement. But when it finishes the whole statement, so then the motion of the Akome is set. So it cancels it out. So really it cancels out the consummation of the Chalais Akome. But whatever was done, the moment it finished uttering the motion of the Akome cannot be undone. So that's why in the Pesukim the Rosh says in the first Abaye, so he says, give the whole Shneir. Why whole Shneir? Because he already, before he even said the Rosh Navakole, he already finished uttering the Rosh Navakole, so the melee, the process of Akone is already begun, even though it wasn't consummated, because he still didn't finish everything that he intended to say. So it's like Hamikadashisha Mahashu Mahalamed. So it's already Mikodeshes before the consummation of the Chalais. So the moment that the Akone has begun to be Chal, when does the Akone begin to be Chal? Not when he utters the first word, because Mukim is nothing. Once he uttered both words, the Lashon of Akome, Kiyum, then the Akome, the Chalais of Akome has begun. And it's concept, it should be consummated when he finishes everything that he intends. So if he intends to say several sentences, so then the Chalais will be consummated when he finishes saying what he intends to say. By the time he finishes saying what he intends to say, it cannot be consummated. Because then, when he finishes saying everything, so he already said a Rosh Hashanah as well, and then he says it. So it prevents the consummation of the Chalais Akome. But whatever has begun in the Chal cannot be undone by the conclusion of his letter. So that's why the second chite in the Rosh, in the first Akome, says, keep the whole Shneir, because the first, because the Akome has begun to be found. The moment he finished saying Kim, it cannot be undone by saying Mutam. We're talking about Akome Kokolako. So maybe it is Kongoiko. And then, since it's Kongoiko, it's Kongoiko, so it cannot cancel out the Maisa Akome completely either. because there is only parashaka. A totakame can get flowers totally that way. But a parashakame can only get flowers partially. So that way is also hal partially. So it's a big something. However, in the second attack, the peace of also is Kiyem Mutalim. So in other words, when he said Kiyem, he didn't talk to Rosh Nachfores yet. So even the beginning, so that Kone is not even regarding the Bechot. When does he finish the expression of Akone? When he says Lechi, but Lechi combines with both. So that means when he utters the Rosh Nachfores and Akone, so the two cancel each other completely. He doesn't even give it an opportunity to be Chal. So in Meile, it's not Chal at all. That's why the Rosh Nipsoki, in the second Abaye, he doesn't mention Yishkis. However, the Bach assumed, even Shat in the Pisli Rosh, that when the Rosh says, the Yishkis Rosh, So the Bach explained, Hinka Hochename Lese, Loya Kome, the way I formally got there, me mele it lechuma. It was off. It's not much. This is the Bach's explanation of the Rosh in the Psoki. But it's not the Yosef explanation of the Rosh in the Psoki. From what he said in the Peirush. So maybe he came to the conclusion that so he strained the Rosh of the Rosh Nipsoki, and he said that when the Rosh says, Hilka, Hochename Lese, doesn't mean it's nothing. And he can be making and he can be making and he can do whatever he wants. After he said, Kiyem Mutal Lechim Vasachas. I mean, there's the claim shot, but the Bach explained that Hilka. Hilka, Hochename Lese, Loya Kome, Mule, Loya Fore, Mule. It's a Chumre. So what is the Chumre? The Chumre is we should treat it like in a Ramuke. Like in a Ramuke. In a Ramuke, so we cannot be medical. cannot be made for anymore. But he's the Bach, in effect, is training. He's training the Roshan of the Rosh in order to harmonize it with the Shita of the Rosh Tebech. But it's much more reasonable to say that the Rosh Nitzoki was crazier from his Shita in the Rosh. Between the previous Rosh and the Tiski Rosh. And then I mentioned that the Bach was reluctant to come to the conclusion that the Tiski Rosh was Chesia from Shite in the previous Rosh. So in any way, he strains the Roshan of the Rosh in the Tiski Rosh so that it should harmonize with the Shite of the Rosh in the previous Rosh. But one thing is clear from that Bach, that the Bach understood the Rosh not the way it appears to say on the surface. I mean, the Bach understood the Rosh, the Pirush Rosh, the way we understood. Alright. Now, so then, I discuss why, according to the Piski Rosh, so the Piski Rosh was Chesed, because from the Pirush Rosh, it's Mashma, that's the way we explained it, and that's the way the Bach understood the Pirush Rosh. That according to the Pirush Rosh, when in the second Abaye of Rab of Kol Sheini Bozeh HaZeh Asach HaSeinei, so it doesn't mean that it's neither Hakom nor Afoi, but it's a Din Tzadik. It's a Din Tzadik. In other words, the halacha of Kol Sheini Bozeh HaZeh Asach HaSeinei, since Bozeh HaZeh one could not be chal after the other, so with Basachas it couldn't be chal a Chaliz Gom. But since there is such a concept of Chalei Sheinikom, of a Din Sofik, so it's a Din Sofik. But there is one exception, Hamkadish Deachois, because over there you couldn't say both Achois, both sisters, are Mekudesh Din Sofik, because for the same reason, what does Din Sofik mean? She's Mekudeshes, and Lila Mekudeshes. In other words, so Rochein is Mekudeshes and Mekudeshes, and Leia is Mekudeshes and Mekudeshes. Now we couldn't say that, because for the same reason, that Kedushin Gmurim couldn't be Chal in Achiz Ishtei. How could Kedushin Sheinik Gmurim be Chal? What's the reason as to why Kedushin Gmurim could not be Chal in Achiz Ishtei? Because of Israel. So Kedushin Sheinik Gmurim couldn't be Chal for the same reason either. Masha'in Kirli Gabi Akom and Afore. So then, true, there is Aloha of Kol Sheinik Bezach HaKom HaRaseinei. So in many ways, it's not Chal in Chalei Zgomo. So it's not Hakomet Mure, it's not Hakomet Mure. But Hakomet Sheinik Mure, Hakomet Sheinik Mure, it is Chal, Miteras Dinson. That's the Shite of the Rosh, and that we saw. The Bachet understands the Perush Rosh network. However, the Pashtes HaRosh, not only Pashtes HaRosh, I mean it's Mifuresh, in the Piski HaRosh. So the Piski HaRosh mentioned two Shites regarding the first Abaye of Rabbe. So two shittes regarding the first Abaye of Rabbe, and so there is one motion in the first, that the Maskone in the first Abaye of Rabbe is that it's a Din Sofik. If he said Kir Mechi Umupra Mechi Metich Lakom Kir Chol Achore, but the second Abaye of Rabbe, he doesn't mention two shittes, and he says that nothing is Chal, nothing is Chal. So the second motion is. Boy, now the first question, in paragraph down. So, boy, became the Hilbu Belachim to Lakum to Hafor and Mal, Toshla Puch the Rabbeya of Rabbi, see if I raise it to Masayo to Rashomi, I raise it to Masayo, Timur Rabbeya, Rabbi saying that in the Kach is Hab with Hilo, Boy, we have to look at Shashim is Kachas, Volok Kayom. But in the Rabbeya, we come back and we Yomal to Tokhil Zer, we to Tokhil Zer. Aber hoche di oma mitoch la kome. Ja, wo di toch la kore, rab meia name meide, ja kore chom. Pibe shakab rab leza zal mitz, ja kome la fum. Vyeish mi poshi. Kim di chom shneyem, lo yadino ni mhu kamumu. So in regard to the maskone of the first abaye, he mentions rab rab leza's shat, and then the yeish mi poshi, that lo yadino, tzidim sot. But in the second, So far is in conformity to the Rosh Perush. But then, in the second Abaye, Boy Rabbi Ki Yamud Lechi Vasach Asmaru, Tosh Vadom Rabbe, Yichol Shein Vezah Hazer Vasach Asini, Him Yachoche Nam Lese, Lo Yaakom Ebo Yaakom. The Bach says, Hem Lese, Lo Yaakom Ebo Yaakom, it means, Neither Hakone Gmure nor Hakone Gmure. So is the Chumra both. He doesn't use the Roshim in something, the Bar doesn't use that expression, but that's what it means. Why did the Bach explain the Roshim of the Rosh? Because the Bach understood the Perush Rosh. That the Perush Rosh says that according to the Rishayim, the Yesh Mephoshim, that in the first Abaye, the Maskone is a Din Sofik, so in the second Abaye, it's also a Din Sofik. It's also a Din Sofik. So the male and he was reluctant to come to the conclusion that the Rosh, the Piskei Rosh was Isaiah. So the male is trained the Rosh, but of course, it is not the Zdechak to explain the Rosh that way. The Rosh of the Rosh is, and Monefshia, after all, why should the Rosh in the first Abaye, so he uses the Rosh, keeping the Chomish name, why didn't he use the Rosh here also? So the Bach says that's what he means. Why? Because he doesn't want to recognize that there is a chazor in the Piskei Rosh from the Perush Rosh. But it's much more reasonable that the Rosh was chayzer. I mean, what's so difficult about that? All right. Now, so last time we discuss the shite of the Piskei Rosh. If in the first Abaye there is a Yesh Mephoshi in the Piskei Rosh itself, that is a Din Sofik. Why it's on the basis of Kol Sheini Bezachazeya Pul Basachazeya? So in the second Abaye, the Gemara is also applying Kol Sheini Bezachazeya Bezachazeya. So it should also be a Din Sofik. So what can we say? No, Kol Sheini Bezachazeya Bezachazeya implies that where we Bezachazeya, one cannot be Chal Bezachazeya for the other because of the Stirek between one and the other. And that's the reason as to why Bazaar Hazer, one cannot be Chalais for the other. So in Mele, there can't be any Chalais in either. No Chalais, not a Chalais Gomor in either. But no Chalais. So in Mele, so in the first Abaye, you should also say the same thing. So we said last time, that the Shite of the Piskei Rosh is, that Aloche of Kol Sheini Bazaar Hazer and Bazaar Hazer really implies that if it cannot be chal b'zeach hazeh, so b'sachas there can be chal lo, not even a chalei sheni because of the steer. So it cannot be chal at all. But so that's why in the second Abaye he says that it's not chal at all. So why in the first Abaye does he say that it's a din sofik? The answer is because in the first Abaye, what did he say? Kiyam lechi u'mufa lechi, v'litoch la'akom yechola akore. So he finishes verbalizing the Hakone before he verbalizes that for it. But it's Basachas, because he said, Yisoch Hakone Kiyachol HaFor. But some Mele, it's true. So now, many Rishonim say that in the case where he didn't say Yisoch Hakone Kiyachol HaFor, and he just said, Kiyim Lechi Nemuk Olechi, then everybody will agree. Be Rabbi Yisi, that Hakone is Chal. Why? Because he finishes verbalizing that Kome before he starts verbalizing that Kore. So the moment he finishes, he gets through with the Kiyum Lechi. So that Kome is Chal. So then he cannot undo what was Chal of it. But in the case where he said Retich Lakome Kirchol HaKore, and when he said Kiyum Lechi Umud Lechi, he had in mind to say Retich Lakome Kirchol HaKore. So in Mele, it's not Chal the moment he finishes saying the words Kiyum Lechi. But when is it chal? When can it be chal? Only when he finishes everything he intends to say. So in Mele, by that time, there is a stira, and he already said both. So in Mele, the Gemara has, so Rabbi in the first Abaye has an Abaye. Alright. But the Piskei Rosh holds no. Even though he said, but before he started to verbalize that for it, he already finished verbalizing that for me. So true. That Kome is not Chale Chale is Gom, because after all, he still didn't finish saying what everything that he has in mind to say. But the Chale has begun already. See, the moment he finished verbalizing that Kome, so the Chale of that Kome has begun. Then he says Mufalechi, who is of Akum Korahapore. So the Mele, because of that, so even though it's Vibasachas, he cannot undo what was already Chal. But Echalei's Gomor was not Chal. What was Chal? Echalei Sheni Gomor. So that's why That's why it is that the Piskei Rosh says in the Kol Tzav Sheni, it is a din sof. Because the moment it really says kill me, so the process of Akome has already begun. So it was already partially broken. That cannot be undone by what he says afterwards. Kiyam uva lechi. So the lechi combined the kiyam also. So when he finished saying kiyam, there was nothing. And when did he finish verbalizing the Losh HaKomet? When he said lechi, at that time he finished verbalizing the Losh HaKomet as well. So mainly nothing is. This was it. I mean, nothing. I don't think that it's unreasonable that Pshat. But if the Piskei Rosh can be explained in a different way now. But I want just to mention again what Rav Chaim says. Now the Chazanish went over the Rishon of Rav Chaim, every word. Every word. He didn't omit one word of Rav Chaim. And I see that the Chazanish took every word of Rav Chaim very seriously. And he has a number of asokas on many things, many Rav Chaims, but especially on this one. Now, I want to go over Rav Chaim. Omar lo kiyam ugufa lechi basach hazak is a tayo. This is the Rambam. V'yibay ben don da samach tez. I already mentioned the tamsis of Rav Chaim's teres al Rambam. U'poshit lah gmore behod rabi lechol shirin vizer hazer basach hazem. Yimkin ari posh al Rambam sheposak lakom el chayim. So the Rambam, the Rambam says that since the Gemara is patient, Rabbi's second Abaye, on the basis of Rabbi's own memory, of Kol Shem Yosei Hagam Atas Hinei, so the memory, nothing is hard. And the Rambam passes Hakom is hard. Vim kein Hakom, Arifo Shal Rambam, she posit Hakom Echai, wo im Shumach Taim in Kol Shem Yosei Hazer, wo Asach Hasehne, tzirchen liez, dam Hakom et Ptelo, izdeu yisid adin, da tu Basach Hasehne, nishmir im Ptelo, uch nukui abitu shil Atumar, vei becham uduchte, uch varom ad Bozei Haram bin Dorm Shom. Vim nifal leimah, So what he says, I mentioned already what Rav Chaim says. Rav Chaim says that according to the Rambam, it is Hakome, because Hakome is Al-Kidin Mineya Hakome. That is Alokhe. Logically, there is no reason as to why, there is no logical impossibility in Hakome being Chal left and was made. Why not? What does Hakome mean? Hakome means he confirmed the Neder. Why? Why couldn't we logically conceive that after the bow of the Av confirmed the Neder, that he should be able to annul the Neder? Why not? But there is a law that he can do. But there is no logical impossibility. Masheike, Hakore, after Hakore, so there is no din that Hakore cannot be Chal after Hakore. But there is no magical possibility of Hakome being Chalim after Hakore. Because what does Hakore mean? Hakore means it's an old. What does it mean it's an old? The Neder doesn't exist. What does it confirm? A person cannot confirm something that doesn't exist. He can confirm a Neder that exists. But let's say in the hypothetical case, it would be logically possible for the Hakome to take effect after the Hakore took effect. In the normal situation, it's logically impossible. Because if the Hakore took effect, so the Neder said, oh, it doesn't exist. So what does it mean if he confirms? He confirms something that doesn't exist. But if we could visualize a case where there would be no logical impossibility, then there is no halacha that the Chalitz Hakore precludes the Chalitz Hakore. There is halacha that the Chalei Sakome precludes the Chalei Sakome. But there is no halacha that the Chalei Sakome precludes the Chalei Sakome. So Mele, according to the Rambam, coach him with the Hatzimei, only implies that if you have A and B, and there is a stir between A and B, so it all depends. If, let's say, A, Al-Pudin precludes B, some Mele, B couldn't be Chal, Basachas. Because for the same reason that A precludes B, it precludes B, the Basakas also. But if B, Al-Kid does not preclude A, but Bozakhazeh. But B, if B, Bozakhazeh, so if B took effect, so mainly it's impossible to visualize it. Let's say if I forget to effect, there is no Neder. But if we could visualize a situation where it could take effect, where the reason the Neder is still in existence, so then B wouldn't preclude A. So where is that case where it can visualize Pasachas? Pasachas, so he couldn't visualize that he should, that logically, that he should be making efforts later. Because if it was made, so there is no Neder. What is he making? because it's already gone. It was Akadeh, but Basahas, it's not gone as yet. So Mimele, any Kemichal, this is what, this is Thomas. We need a name out here. Are they hold the Rechaim Akora Akome? For Adam should be zero etzem the Hadin, the Akome should Yochel Ota Rakate, or a machine Yochel Kai Mahasha Ekea, or any Zem should get some Isa for a Sazes, shall we do Yochel Kai Mahake, and we should be a people Shehe Ekea, but the land that we should less of a Nidra Shehe Kamen, who is there on him so that Akome Baths was a Teres Lafor. Abu Akome is a Teres Klaal Akome, and would Akome Gainis Lindre, whom we may lay with my Kamen. ואם אחד ומוציאו, שיעלה לקיים, אחר אף רואה, או שפיר הדחי לעקום. ונמיר הפושט, לא ישאר לכך ככל שאין בזה חזה ובזה חזה אין, אלא היכה שמצד הדין אין בזה חזה. אבל היכה מזה שאין בזה חזה, הוא רק משום הוא ימצוי השאין בזה חזה. וזה לא ישאר הכלל של היגע ובתחס. ובזה, הוכב הכיר ממור מלכי כחס, והודו לחי לעקום אחר אף רואה, הוא רק משום לחוסר ונענדה שיתאמן. Because none of those diseases. אם כי נונים צו, הוא ישאר בזה כלל חג, לכל שאין בזה חזה וזה חזה אלה, לבד רק כל זה. כי די זה נתינה מה שאין בזה חזה, ורק משום לא ימציא הבוא שתהיה לו לך חזה. אם כן, הולי גורם מה זה מוציא לו זה איזו בסך חס, מהיך את הלו מוציא לו זה איזו זה חזה, סוכרו זה כותבי שלא יסקים בזה חזה. That we could conceive the logical possibility of being making after הכל. So then, הכל הוא מחל. דוי עדים גם כן הכל מחלבי. מה שאין כן בזה דעבו ונחול להקומה, כי זה הוא מדינה. זה הקומה איס הזה של יוכל הופך להקל. על כל עכשיו משאיר בזה אך בכל שאין לך זה אותך עשה לי. הוא ממילא בסך אז, הכל לחיילה והקומה חיילה. זה איס הזה סבור. And that's typical of many of חיילה. ויהי, בכל הפוחת, הרי הקומה בופס היא סרס להקומה. כי הפורה בעצמו סופים זה סרס להקומה. רק החקל מביט לנדע. ועל כל חוקים זה בעצם הדין. העקומה זה סרס להפורה, ולא יהפורה להעקומה, על כל כך ממילא זה בעיקר החליס. מדינה, העקומה חיילה והפורה תלו. ולפי זה, זהו בין... Now, when I heard many, many years ago from my father's Zechino Boche, this Reb Chaim, I didn't hear the Be'ed Yochol HaPochas. My father never repeated the Be'ed Yochol HaPochas. But when the Reb Chaim came out, then I stopped. I had great difficulty. What does Reb Chaim add by Be'ed Yochol HaPochas? But the Pshat is, I have no doubts as to what the Pshat is in the Be'ed. And had I seen the Asoga of the Hasnich, many years ago, when Reb Chaim came out, I wouldn't have any difficulty in understanding the Reb Chaim. Now, the Hasnich, Esri Kashe, he says, he has many Asogas, he makes many Asogas on this Reb Chaim. So what the Asoga says, he says, it is not so. He says that it's not just the logical impossibility. Because, now, צורך יהיה, דלחירה, כשם שנעבור אחר הכל, של מוס פותאו מבעל רק האחרוי, וכים שכבר מפיע פעם אחת, שוב מבעלו, הוכנה מנעקום לאחר הכל, מפני שכבר מפיע ובוט ופוקר, ואף אם באמס אין כאן כל ידע, מכל מוקר, גם אם הוא יאמר לקיים, לא הוא כבר בעל לקיים, מפני שכבר הפיע, אבל באמס אם הוא יוקח הכל מאחר האפורי, הוא יענה דרך האפורי עדיין טוב ובאים מכם להתאמן. Alright. Then, yes, it's another song. So the first song is, now what's the argument of Reb Chaim? Why does Reb Chaim consider it as such a double portion? That the only reason as to why was there has a, Hakome could not be whole Achar Pore, because once you are made there, so the male, it never doesn't exist. So there is the logical impossibility of being made. What is made? But if we could visualize a case of logical conceiving Akome after Akome, then it would be hard. So he says, no, even if we could visualize a case where logically it would be possible to conceive of being making an Eder after it was Mufer, but Al-Pedini cannot do it. Because the Torah gave the Baal the prerogative to do one of two things. In other words, the Torah gave the Baal the prerogative either to confirm or to annul. And he doesn't mention, but he could intensify that somehow. He could interpret it by saying, Rishonim say that the Rambam Shita is, that in Akoracha Akore. So that means that if the bow was made for once, and then that Akore became bottle for the Akore by the Av, and then the Av was Nisha, and then the Av was made. So the father, so the Rambam is like the Rambam, where is the Rambam says that the bow can make another Akore, which will join with the Akore of the Av. So he says, no, he cannot. Why? So Hashem said, Ramshit is, once he carried out a Akore, once, he cannot do it the second time. What does that mean? In other words, the Torah gave the Baal of the Dao the prerogative of being Machir, of being made for your own, of being making. And he only has the prerogative of being made for once, not twice. Some labor with the Dao, even though it does not necessarily follow, but that was the reason of Chazanish. So since according to the Rambam, there is Alokha of in Akore Achar Akore, so Achaskamo Lechamo, that Al-Pedin, once he's made there, he cannot be made it. Why doesn't he mention that thing? Because the Chazanish doesn't want to base that Svore, which he considers the Svore Pshute, and the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rabbah, whether in Akore Achar Akore or Yish Akore Achar Akore. So that's why he doesn't mention it. But he says, is all, the Torah gave a keyach to the arm or to the bow to be machia. So either he's making or he's making here, but not to the bow. But it's not. It doesn't necessarily follow. It doesn't necessarily follow. If it would be logically possible to be making after it's made there, so then maybe why couldn't he have the prerogative of being maker after he's maker? Maker twice not. Because the Torah speaks of one apore and not of two apores. But making after maker, yes. So it doesn't necessarily follow. So this is why Rav Chaim adds the eagle chol apores. In other words, Rav Chaim also thought that is possible. So first he says that al pedin the hakore does not preclude the hakore, and then he said even if you are going to argue that al pedin once he was made there, so he has no he cannot do anything else. But there is still a difference between hakome precluding hakore and hakore precluding hakome. Let's say in a hypothetical case where the Akore does not culminate in a logical impossibility of making Hakom. Let's say in a hypothetical case where it's possible to be making, logically possible to be making after Akore was Chal, Akore is Chal. Even if we assume that even in such a case he couldn't do it, for the same reason that the Baal couldn't make one Akore after the other Akore. So the Mele couldn't realize the Akome after Akore. But it's not that the Akore per se precludes the Akome. You see, Akome, so it's not that the Gavre becomes disabled from carrying out the Akore once he carried out the Akome. No, the Akore is that if Akome was Chal on the net there, then the neder is incapable of being moved. Not that the gavre becomes disqualified, but that the neder, you see, there is a shittes of shame that even shalos tochen is impossible. Once it was moved. So what kind of a din is this? I mean, is it aloche that the akome by the av or the bow weakens the keach of the chochen? I mean, that's a chayah. So it's aloche in neder, according to this shame. That once Hakome was chal on the net there, so no shayla can be chal on the net. I don't know, but as far as Hakome and Akore is concerned, everybody will agree that it's a halach in the net there. Once the net there became mukem, so then the net there becomes incapable of being mukem. Not because of a diminution in the keach ba'av or in the keach ba'av. But in other words, the Hakome per se precludes Hapore al-Pidin in the Nebuchadnezzar. Masha'inke, Hapore even precluding that comment, even if we say that justice in Afore Acha Afore, so there cannot be a comment after Afore, so it's not that once Afore was called the Neder, so that precludes, so the Neder becomes incapable of being looked at. No! That because of the inclusion in the Keach Abal, not in the Keach Av, like in Afore Acha Afore, but not that the Neder, not that the Afore per se precludes in its essence, precludes the Akome. Masha'ikin Akome, so Akome in its essence precludes Afore. Not because the government becomes disabled. This is what he says. Ve'i v'chol Afores, hari Akome gufe, sinceres la'afore, ve'afore ba'atzmuso, e'in sinceres la'akome, rak ha'akim yipiklanet, va'ukocho. So he says, v'chol Afores, in other words, at least you have to admit one thing. Even if you say that once one is made fair, so he cannot be machia anymore. Because he doesn't endow him with so many prerogatives. So it's because of the diminution in the Keachav, in the Keachabal, not that the Afore in its essence is Bnei Yaakov. When the Afore is a Yaakov, a good place is Seres Lakome. The Afore is a good place is Seres Lakome. Raka Hakei Bibitlam Elea. The Ukocho, Kim Bibi Etzem Hadin, Hakome is Seres Lakome. The Roy Afore Lakome. Al Kocho Meile Dibi, Mimele Dibi, Kachaleis, מדילה, הקום החיים לבחורתם, ובזה, זהו בעיר עשוי ללדור, תכין בכל שאין מזרח הזה, אבל זה חזה, אם כן נראה לדעפור הפתאי או שאין מזרח הזה, והקום שיש מזרח הזה קיים אז, ועל כל זהו שפסק אל הרמב״ם, וכמי שפסק אל הרמב״ם. I mean, I'm sure that this is what Rav Chaim meant, in other words, he is trying to dispose of the kind of asogen that Chazlish made against him. Elmo, but he said, הרדילה, ככל שאין בזרח הזה, אפילו בסך הסיילי צורכים, אם תראו שיהיו, לבינים עם דווקא בגלזי החזה יוכלים בשניהם תחס. ולאו אחרי, אמרים לו, דיגרם בבסך הסיילי, וזה הכלל, דחים דנלכים בשניהם תחס, ואחד משניהם תבוק מסיס על זה, על כוחו כשעושו בבסך השניהם תלי, אוי, דיזה נאמר רק איך שואח עוד בחלי סימני יש השניהם מלוכים. עוזו דיניס על האחקורת, דעתו בבסך הסיילי, ושניהם תלים שיכולה אחד מלחבר. אבל מחליס או יחד מיני אז חליס השני וכשבו עם בזח הזה חי לשני לא יכפס לו מה דה עצמו של הדבור עם סיסכו זה and then he said וכי זה נראה דפליגי הרמב״ם so I skipped some sentences וכי זה נראה וזהו דפליגי הרמב״ם ברם דה הרמב״ם סייבה לו עם מתחיין בזח הזה רק איך דה יחד מיני אז חבר לו ועל כל כך חוקקים דין אפורי מן הארץ את הקומי מלוכר ורק הקומי הוא מן הארץ את אפורי על כל כך פוסד את הקומי קיימץ ואפורי פטלת והרם צביר לי אם אחסי ישראל זה אף שאינה יחד מן יש חבר מלוכר כל מותיקים מי שאינו מניחים מי יש כאחס שום הווה בכלל כל שאינו זה החזה ועל כל כך גם חוקקים את הקומי ואפורי זה יספיר לי איזה זה ממילא בשניהם תאילים כמו שפסחתי לי so if I'm now he made this question and he says that the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam so the question is that two alternatives one alternative is that the halacha of kol she'im zahas o zahas in A is the halacha in halis that in A and B so if one thing cannot be chal b'zeach hazeh after the other thing so it's halacha that the b'zahas neither one can be chal If two things, so one cannot be chal after the other, b'zeach hazeh, so it's halacha that the b'zahas, it cannot be chal. That's the shita of the Rami. But the shita of the Rami says it's something else. It's not halacha in the chalis. It's a halacha in the maises. That if there are two maises, if two maises, b'zeach hazeh, cannot be carried out, let's say, mikadosh yachos, so could one carry out two mice inductions in two sisters? First he carries out the mice inductions in Moho, and then he carries out the mice inductions in Leia. No, you couldn't. So in other words, you couldn't carry out the mice inductions in Leia if Moho, the sister, is already married to you. So the male, so it's halacha in the mice, that if two mice are in conflict with each other, and because of the two mice that are in conflict with each other, so one mice could not take place after the other mice, b'zeach hazeh. So when the two mice take place at the same time, the two vices cancel out each other. So since you could carry out two vices, in local and labor, that words that means that there is a spirit between the two vices. So when you carry out the two vices, Bibasachas, you say, Stechen Kudoshisli, the two mindsets can fly with each other. So that's the Shikada. So maybe it doesn't make any difference. According to the Rambam, the Halacha of Kol Shein Bazeh HaZeh HaGu Bazeh HaZeh is the Halacha in the Chalitz. That word, let's say, B cannot be Chal after A Bazeh HaZeh. Why can't it be Chal? Because the Chalitz of A precludes out of D the Chalitz of B. So the name of the Bastachas, the Chalitz of A precludes the Chalitz of B. But, so maybe in this case, so Hakome, B, A precludes out of D in Hakome. But Hakome does not preclude out of D in A, Bazaar. But because Bazaar has it, it's not Chalitz, but it's impossible to visualize. But Bastachas, we can visualize, so it is Chalitz. Mashenik in the Ramchit is that it's Halacha in the Maizit. Now, it seems the Yosemeyach also assumed that the whole Halacha of Moshein Bazaar Zahasein is not in the Chalitz, but in the Maizit. But the Reb Chaim says that that's the Shita of the Ram. So the Shita of the Rambam means that Kol Shein Bazeh HaZeh is in the Chalitz. The Yosemeyach assumed that according to everybody, the din of Kol Shein Bazeh HaZeh HaZeh is a din in the Maizeh. If you have two Maizehs that could not take place with Bazeh HaZeh because they are in conflict with each other, so when the two Maizehs which are in conflict with each other take place with Bazeh HaZeh, he's mechadesh two sisters at the same time, so they can't flow with each other. He considers that it's a double portion, they are so many things, you see, according to everybody. And because of that, he gives another tariff on the Rambam. There are many tariffs in the Rambam. I saw several tariffs on the Rambam. So, the Yosemeyah says as follows. Now, the Halacha is that Hakomim is Chal Belev. Hakomim is Chal Belev. Belev, without verbalizing. Without verbalizing. But Hakomim is not Chal Belev. So, the Mele, that's the reason as to why the Rambam passes that if he said, Kimim from the Chivas Achas. So the Hakomim is Chal, but it's Halacha Kol Shein Bazeh HaZeh. So just as Hakomim is not Chal, because of Kol Shein Bazeh HaZeh, Hakomim should be Chal either, there's a Kasha of the Rambam, so he says. True, as far as the burglar Hakomim is concerned, so that is neutralized by the burglar form, because of the Halacha Kol Shein Bazeh HaZeh HaZeh HaZeh. But when he says, Kiyem Umuva Yechidu Basachas, so it's hard to also that he is that thought. And with his lips, so it's impossible to remain in Shin for the effort. But in your heart, I mean, you can have 1,000 words at the same time. And in fact, you can have 1,000 words at the same time. So mainly when he said, he and Umukhalikin, the Basachas, in his heart, he also had a machshav of being kind and being later. Now there is no Hakom and Lev, but there is Hakom and Lev. So true, why did the Rambam say that Hakom is Chal? Not on the basis of the verbal explicit Hakom. That Hakom is neutralized by the Hakom, just as the verbal Hakom is neutralized and cancelled out by Hakom. But there is Hakom and Lev too. So why don't we apply the Halacha of Kol Shein Bazeh HaZeh HaGu Bazeh HaZeh regarding the Hakom Belev as well? So the answer is that the Yosemeyach doesn't discuss it in detail. The answer is that the Yosemeyach is considered as the double portion, that the whole Halacha of Kol Shein Bazeh HaZeh Bazeh HaZeh is the Halacha in the Maisi. In other words, the two Maisi cannot take place Bazeh HaZeh because one is Eisa the other. So the two Maisim, when they take place with Basachas, they cancel out each other, they neutralize each other. So it's only that, the verbal Hakom, so it's a Mais Hakom. So that is neutralized by the Mais Hakom. But the eternal Hakom, that Hakom Belev, is not neutralized by Mais Hakom. Only the two Maisim take place with Basachas. So, and there is a spirit between the two Maisim, So one mind said, neutralize the other. So in other words, so there's a Meyach assume, there's a double push, that it's a loch in the mice. Since a loch in the mice, it's only Shire in Davin, the mice are coming, the verb are. So that mice are coming, took place with us, so the mice are coming. So the mice are coming, neutralizes the mice are coming. But the coming away, that didn't take place together with our forehead, with the mice are coming, so maybe it cannot be neutralized. But we have to say, that this Yasameyah will conform to one of the two shikas in Erech and Davo. I will discuss that in the first page, that the Davo have only given way by Kochi. So if somebody is Nehara the way, that this should be the home, so it's how. So the question is, what if somebody verbalized and said, this should be home, this should be Erech. But for some reason, the Hebrew is not how Mitzad is verbalizing, Mitzad is verbal Hebrew. So can we say that two it's not how Mitzad, the verbal Hebrew, because it's actually whatever, for whatever reason. So, but at the same time, when he verbalized it improperly, he also had in mind that this baby should be an Elo. Let it become an Elo. On the basis of how we live, so that two shayas and ages there. The Torah Eben Chagige says that when does the aloha of Tom Divrave apply only when he doesn't verbalize. So then it's how on the basis of the Divrave. But if he does verbalize, then it can only take effect on the basis of the verbalization. But if for some reason it cannot take effect on the basis of the verbal Hegdesh, so it cannot take place on the basis of the Belay. Now the same child, so the two shayas in Erech. In one case is there. So one question takes is there and it's like that, and the other is like the Chanisari like to heaven, and the other one is not. And so the same shadow would apply here. Now, here, there is a loch of Akam Goleh. But here, we verbalize that. And the verbal Akam is not how, because of all Shiva there as well as Akhazene. The question is, so the melee, so the two mice neutralize each other. But the internal Akam, whether it's how or not, should be told in the 2 days. So the Yosameach assumed, like the Russian cases in Erech Davo, that even when he verbalizes, so still the Chalit, the Maise the Lev, can be Chalit. Alright. So anyway, so we see from the Yosameach, that the Yosameach assumes, as he got a portion, that it's Aloch in the Maise. So the Meir doesn't apply to the Akam Lev, only to the verbal. So this is what Chaim says. The Ramshi said that Chaim considered his Tvore, such a sound Tvore, that he was disturbed. How can the Ram say the country? So in other words, so the Ram Chaim says, it all depends. If we say that Aloche of Koshin with Dahad Al-Sarasene is a din in the Chalais, then the Ram couldn't be Chaim Kamara. Because if it is in the Chalais, so what's the Aloche? The Aloche is that if there are two things, and if one thing it precludes the halakhs of the other thing, so it precludes the halakhs of the other thing, so then it follows logically that Akome, Alpiti, precludes Akome. But Akome does not Alpiti preclude Akome. Well, this is what Kapai assumes. It's only because Vintias, if Akome is hal, so there is no nether. What is it making? But if Bintias, there would be Nehra in existence, so then it does not preclude. So the Akhalei Sopha, so Akhore does not preclude Akhore. Where is that Bintias? Bimasakas, because Nehra is still in existence. It still exists. Oh, so why is that Akhalei that he says it's neither Akhore nor Akhore? The answer is, so Chaim says that the Ramshiki is, it's not a Din Akhalei, it's a Din Damaise. That if two mices are in conflict with each other, and because of that, the two mices cannot be one mice cannot take place, but they are chazer for the other mice. So the melee with the two mices take place together, there is a stire. So they neutralize each other. So the melee doesn't make any difference whether it precludes, it doesn't preclude. The fact is, there is a stire between the maisakom and maisakom. They could not coexist together. That's the important thing, that the two could not coexist together. So the melee, they neutralize, the two mice neutralize each other. All right. Now, the two mice are two by side. So mainly, we can understand the Piskei Rosh very well. I mean, that is a better shot than what I mentioned last time. That, in other words, the Piskei Rosh holds that in the first Abaye, so there is one Rosh. That in the point one motion in the Piskei Rosh, in the first Abaye, so it's a din sof. But in the second Abaye, nothing is chav. Why in the second Abaye nothing is chav? Because in the second Abaye, so the Hakome and the Hakore are verbalized in one motion. Because he said, Kiyem Mukha Lechid Basachas. The Kiyem by itself is not Hakome, does not constitute Hakome. So it's the Kiyem together with the Lechid. Is the kingdom together with the lechi constitutes a common. So mainly that means it's one washing. It's one by one dibur. It's one dibur. It doesn't make a difference yet with the bullying. But in each one of the dibur itself, it's not a dibur yet. It's only the three dibur together that constitutes one dibur. Because kingdom is nothing by itself, mutal is nothing by itself, and lechi by itself is certainly nothing. So I mean, it's the three dibur together that constitute one dibur. So with one mice, so one dibur is expressive of a comment upon. Mashenik in the first Abaye, so he said kiyem lechi mufalati. So kiyem lechi is one dibur. Al kadin it's a complete dibur of kiyem lechi. And mufalati al kadin is a complete dibur. And let's say suppose he say tefa kamo tefa kamo tefa kamo tefa kamo tefa kamo tefa kamo. But he did say the Rakom Tefal Akore, so that means it's Basachas. If he wouldn't say the Rakom Tefal Akore and he said Kim Lachim Uplachim, so it's not even Basachas. But if he says the Rakom Tefal Akore, so even though there is a separate Dibur that expresses the Akore, and a separate Dibur that expresses the Akore, but he said the Rakom Tefal Akore. So maybe it's Basachas. But it's too mighty, too Diburi, too mighty. So maybe since, so, the Aroche in the second Abaye, the Rosh, the Piskei Rosh says that everybody agrees that nothing is chav. Why? Because there is Aroche of coaching with the Hazar Zahasei. And what does that Aroche imply? As the Yosemir assumes. As the Yosemir assumes. And as the Rav Chaim assumes in the Ram. It's Aroche not in the Chavis, it's Aroche in the Maise. That if two Maise must say to each other, two ma'isim are saying to each other, so the melee it can dissolve each other. Alachas kamo v'chamo, it's one ma'isim. In the second Abaye of Rabe, it's not even two ma'isim, it's one ma'isim. Because it's one dibur. Kiyem u'mukha lechi, so it's one dibur. So it's one ma'isim. So that means that this ma'isim is tira. So the melee, there are two parts in that dibur, in that one dibur. There are two parts. There is the part of the There is the comic component in that one dibur. Al kadin it's only one dibur kiyem mufal lechi basachas. So that one dibur has two components. It has the comic component and the apomic component. And they are in conflict with each other. So the melee, the Piskei Rosh says that according to all vision, even according to the ancient portion in the first Abaye, since it's one dibur, one mindset people, so, and it's a repugnant people, because that one people has two components, and they are saying to each other. It's a repugnant people, a repugnant people, so, it's cancelled out, like the aloha, I mean, the Ardinian, like the aloha, of when he says, is the yarti bin lagatri, so there is a stira in his people. There is a stira in his people, so anyway, it's cancelled out. So here too, you see, it's one dibur. So maybe there is a stira in that dibur between Akom and Akom. Mashiach came in the first Abaye, where he said kiyem lechi mufal lechi. So it's two separate dibur, it's two separate mice. We say, Akom elukei chol ha'akore, so there is one roshim that says that the Abaye Taloche of Kosh and Zahar Vazah Seinei has no relevance. It only applies to a case where it's one mice, and there is a stira in that mice. So the melee is cancelled out. Mashiach, anyway, they have two separate mitzvahs. Even though he said that it should be chal basachas, he said we see Rakom Tefal Akore. But our Kedim, it's two mitzvahs to the Dibur. So then they don't cancel out each other. But he then brought us to the Zilistire, and he said that it should be called Basachas. Some people think it's something. But the Aloha approach in Basachas, and Basachas in it has no advantage. Now, I would like to go over, I omitted a number of sentences in the Rechaim, and I think it's important. Now, again, El Yisrei Tayyar Dine, Yichol Sheyi Bezeh Hazeh, Ab Basach Hazeh Inei, Sol Lechi, Im Piru Sheyi Hud Yubinon Dafke Bezeh Hazeh Yochei Mishnei Tachat, Vila Boche, Ito, Gam Basach Hazeh Inei, Bezeh Aklau, Dichim Ben Yilchei 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 Yachas, Vihavim Shnei Bokim Hatsis Ben Zeh Zeh, Al Kocho Kishosom Bibasach Hazeh, Shnei Yilchei, Oy, dize ne ma rakeche, Shoya Chod Bichalei Simnei Yasa Sheyi Yilchei. This is just a Rambam says. Also, the Israel actually that from Basakas. Who shame them with the Kalaka Menea Kale, Menea Kale. I will mean Kalisa after the Eskalita Shane, who should go in the Hase, Kaila Shane, when you pass from the Axel shall have brought him since the name there. I will coach a boy with Basakas, Kaila Hadley Shane, the Yashi Kaila Shane. What does he mean by that? I will coach a boy with Basakas, Kaila Hadley Shane, the Yashi Kaila Shane. Now, if he didn't use that expression in El Kolche Bolu Basachas, Chayel Chad Mishneyem, V'yesh Bechim Mishneyem, so everybody assumed that he had been referring to this particular case only. Two is applying this concept to this particular case. But one would assume that he only has in mind this particular case. In other words, that there is a stira between Akome and Akore, but Akome is Al-Tudin, says the Akore, Akore Al-Tudin is not says the Akore. So why does he say, Avorim in Chalei, so Yachod Melias Chalei Tashem. So we told the parents, in other words, you have here Akome and Akore, so Chalei Akome is Melia Chalei Akore, but Chalei Akore is not Melia Chalei Akore. That's what Akome. And it seems that highly speaking, or the cases where there is reciprocity. In other words, Avor Mimei Chalei Seyach Ad Melias Chalei Sashemi. In other words, he has in mind the hypothetical case. He doesn't say what, but he has in mind the hypothetical case. The case of Akom Nakore, so you cannot say that neither one is out to deal with the other. It all depends. Akome does not preclude Akome, but Akome precludes Akome. But he speaks of a hypothetical case where neither one precludes the other. In other words, suppose you would have in the case of Akome and Akome, so Akome is A and Akome is B. So Akome A precludes B. B does not preclude A. But the prime is referring to a hypothetical case where neither A precludes B, nor does B preclude A. What case is that? It's not Akome and Akome. The case of Akome and Akome, so A would be, but B does not today. But he's definitely referring to a hypothetical case where neither A can preclude B, nor can B preclude A. So he said, Avorim in Chalim Sayachad Meleas Chalim Tashem, Ochseboim Bazeach Hazeh, Chayim Hashem, Lo Yichbat Mo, Ma Be'ashmon Shalad Bo, States in Heim Zeze, אל הקוד שבו בבסחת, חי אחד לשניהם, ויהיה בחיל על שם. So that what was in the end of the day? It's a philosophic. That's a philosophic, יש בחיל על שם. So he is not aware. In the case of a comment of Kore, so A would be, because that would be A. So we need a comment. But suppose A would not would be, nor would be, would be A, then what would be half? What would be half? But there is a stira, right? So if there is a stira, so they cannot be both chal and chal is bamo. But each one is chal is chal and chal is bamo. So it is himself. So what is it? So yesh bechim ashre. So he mentioned that yesh bechim ashre. Now, before I proceed, I want to go over we went over the long time, but we didn't go over the short. Boyera, kine mumufa lechim basakas ma. Kamei, v'kiyam l'chudi l'apkun, v'lichli hu shekeo, v'shtei yachas, v'yim kenis v'edigalte, kiyam l'chi umutva l'chi b'vasachas, u'nhamech nasmet v'oay edoreim v'hoche v'hedi b'vasachas, v'mito v'dayim v'shoreit shiachim b'vasachas. So that took job. Took your story, took job. One shot is that he, the Baal, or the Avon, he said, Jinn und Musab. But the Vasakha is explanatory by the Imam. The Vasakha is going to be combined with the Jinn and the other chap means that he spelled out the Vah. In other words, Jinn with him, Musab with him, Vasakha. So he don't spell out the Vasakha. Alright. One of the boy went to the Vasakha. The people died in the situation. The Mir Vena, the Hokkani Sah. What is the topic of Sah? What are you at Shalish Mayam Mokhoka? What is, I mean, what is disturbed about? So obviously, the Rambam is disturbed by a very simple thing that you should disturb everybody. In other words, let's say, Rambam and Rambam, so Rambam didn't know that. Then, the more it would be taken, let's say, from the Membre of Rav, of Shmuel, we didn't understand. But Rambam had a Baye, כי אם הוא פלחי בתחת, תוש מדום אתה בכל שנפים בזה עד אבא זאת אומרת. So what? Rabbi didn't know his own member? He had to be reminded of his member? וכך מי השעס, he had to remind me, Rabbi of his own member? So obviously, Rabbi knew his member. But in what context did Rabbi say his member? In connection with שתי חיים מקודשת. שתי החוית. So Rabbi had his own thing. Does the same thing that I mentioned that we have Kaddish Yahweh, does it have a relevance here? Maybe yes, maybe no. This is the reason why Rabbi was that way, even though Rabbi knew of his own memory. But he shied the words, does that halacha of mine have relevance here? Maybe not. So Zimura says, Rabbi not that said, yes, that's right. Okay, so we need to be now, to go on this side. What I have shall we stay in Bochel Kach? Miu, nei di hatu nai kodi, inoch lechai opao, as a matter of fact, it's very, the lotion of the Ram is very ambiguous, it could be explained in a different way too. But I think that the Ram is mentioning here just one alternative, and the other alternative is what Maskone says. So he says, Vira Benoch Nisan, what I have shall we stay in Bochel Kach? So one is hard from it. So the other one cannot be how the hard one. From it hard. One. So first. So then from it hard. But how can you pass it? You can be how hard you are. I'm not because you are hard. I'm not how can you pass it? You can be how you are. I'm not because you are hard. My name is the Hacker Roykon. Even she had to stay in Mokhotaka, Mizaki, you may have come a high level of Sulim of the Mesa. I think that the Ram here expressed just one alternative for Kantabai. And the other alternative is that Hoshe was a Habea who was asking. But the first alternative is no, we don't apply that order. So the other alternative the Ram does not have to point out. Because the more you know, mention that alternative, the more. We pay that by applying that Rav is own memory. But why did Rav not buy it? Obviously, Rav in his mind and his own. He wasn't so sure that without his own memory, of course, he was there for saying that he had a position here. Maybe not. So the Rav does not have to spell out the alternative of maybe yes. Maybe yes. So that's another question. The Rav only has to spell out the alternative of the maybe not. That maybe the Lord is Rabbi's only crowd of Koshi is the Rabbi's only crowd. There's no solution here. Why not? So it's one of them. Because in the case of Zahazeh, so then the second one is not. So we have no difficulties determining which is the second one. The one that takes place after the first one, that's the second one. It's very important. So if someone if he makes a point first, and then a point, it's a point in the second one. If he makes a point first, and then a point. So I come to the second one. But when you say the Vasakha, so then the Shari means, what do you consider a comment? As a first one, which is how, only consider it as the second one. So it says like this. It says, Nei di Chadunayi Kod. Ido Chui Chai Kod. Hope the Vasakha Kod Chadunayi. I'm going to come to Chai. So whatever is Kod, is Chai. Vitele Nei Man Amei Di Achav Loi Kod. So it's both. בכלים שלי אפשר, משתי מוכל תחת, נסתפתי, דיום מהקום לחיילה, ניסו ללמוד במדיפה. ניסו ללמוד במדיפה. But in other words, so one alternative, one alternative in Rabbi's mind was, maybe it's a simple case.